We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, an attorney at Chestnut Cambrone, and, well, he's also a very good observer of things, because you observed what happened with Nancy Pelosi. She was wishing Willie Mays a happy 90th birthday last week and put a photo of her with Willie McCovey, a former teammate of Willie Mays, that... Oh my God! How do you screw that up? But we have an idea of how you screw it up.
And he's this, and he's deceased too. Yeah.
Yes.
Willie Mays, arguably, if you're ranking the greatest baseball players of all time, I would say Willie Mays probably comes right in at number three, right behind Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. Right. I mean,
well,
he's like a legend.
You could argue him for number one when you take in every facet of the game: power,
true,
speed. And as a defensive player, he was unparalleled. So he might.
Yeah, he had the greatest catch in the history of Major League Baseball. His basket catch behind the back in the World Series.
Vic Wirtz.
Yeah, there's he's a legend.
Well,
and
you can
so
argue.
I can,
if number one, you can make that argument for best all around player.
Yeah. Now I'll also say Willie McCovey wasn't too shabby either. So a true Giants fan would know the difference between Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. So here's what I think happened. You know, Pelosi, with the scintilla of brain matter that she still uses, told her staff to get a tweet out about. Someone came up with the idea of tweeting out a congratulatory message from the speaker to Willie Mays, and her woke staff probably said, "Willie Mays, who's that? Oh, he's a black guy that played with the Giants." Well, they just happened to pull the picture of her with the wrong black guy that played for the Giants. And then, so then they had to, do damage control and put the correct picture. They had to redo it and put the correct picture out there. But I think it's instructive as to how Democrats look at people.
Well, it's also, they probably typed in Pelosi, Willie, and Giants. And that's what came up.
That could be.
Because, McCovey is actually in the alphabet because of alphabetical. Comes up, actually, it doesn't come up before Mays. What am I saying? How do you screw that up? And then they did put up the right photo, but come on. It's as bad as our, this is a transition for you, as bad as our governor deciding to, he's going to lift things. And how many days out will it have been from when he said he's going to make the lift? How does he know?
Yes.
That,
So here's the bone I have to pick with the governor on these restrictions being lifted. So, and I'm all in favor. I don't think the restrictions should have been there in the first place. Okay, just to be clear. But here's what he's done. So this weekend they bumped the capacity up. They waited until Wednesday or Thursday made the announcement, and they bumped the capacity up for bars and restaurants to 500 people. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one of the problems with that. Restaurants had already planned their Mother's Day menus. They were already basing it based
good
on
point.
The 250, right? I went picked up takeout at our favorite little local place, and they had run out of some of the side dishes because they didn't buy enough product because they weren't expecting to be open at 500, a maximum of 500 people. So I heard people criticizing the governor when it was first announced about these restrictions being lifted. I was like, hey, great, they've been lifted, but why didn't you do it? Give them a week's lead time or more so that these businesses could plan for having this capacity of crowd, and he didn't do that.
No, but again, that would be thinking things through, which the governor has not been known to do. So much of what he does is reactionary, and from the beginning, I think a lot of what he does is he follows the lead of other Democratic governors. How often has
he actually done something on it,
and that was, other governors said, hey, that Walls is on the ball, let's try that.
Yeah, never. I mean, it's every year, last year, every time that New York or California or Michigan would come up with some restriction, my reaction was, oh, crap, here it comes. Walls is going to do it now because he's just plays follow the leader. He never comes up with anything himself. Everything is a political calculation. He's getting flack right now from his left for even loosening restrictions. And you just shake your head.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And what happened, Jeff, to the science?
The only science involved is political science. Because here's the question I have. So he's announced he's lifting the mask mandate as of July 1st.
Yep.
So think about this. At 11:59 p.m. on June 30th, 2021, it is illegal to go into indoors to a public place without a mask on. At midnight, it's now legal. Yeah. And he knows this 55 days in advance that this is somehow the virus will get you at 11:59 on June 30th. But on midnight at July 1st, we're good to go. And here's why I say the political science is what matters here. July 1st is the deadline for the state to have a budget passed. So what he's doing in all of this stuff, this isn't, we're following the science and the science says, we can start lifting restrictions. No, we should have lifted restrictions a long time ago. Should have never had some of these in place. The Republicans will not pass a budget. Would not agree on a budget unless he gives up his emergency power. So this is his attempt. All these loosening of restrictions, his moving of the dials, is an attempt to ply the Republicans to go along to give him a budget without making him give up his emergency powers.
I don't understand how enough people don't see through this. I mean, I'd like to say I don't think he's a bad guy, but I think he's been a horrible governor.
I think what you have is the same thing that happens in some respects with the current occupant of the White House. Now, different reasons. I think that the current occupant of the White House has some cognitive issues, but here, like you've already identified, Bob, Wells is not a leader. He just is not. He doesn't make decisions. So he has all these, eggheads with multiple degrees surrounding him in his administration, and they're coming up with these different solutions for different things. And none of it ever takes into account common sense or the needs of business owners, because none of them have been that.
So they're just, so that would make sense. And some of these things Biden comes up with, Jen Psaki last week even made a comment, the spokesperson for him, we advise him not to take questions from the media. Why? Because he can't handle it. That's why. Right. I mean, there's
times. Can you imagine Jim Acosta if Kayleigh McEnany had answered a question that way? He said, we tell the president not to, during the Trump administration, we tell the president not to answer questions off the cuff.
Hey, by the way, is Jim Acosta even covering the White House? Because you don't hear anything from him. He's not.
No, he's now on a, I think he's a weekend anchor at CNN.
Oh, he's a big shot now.
Yeah.
So he's able to parlay his, rude, well, basically, he was probably the most rude White House correspondent or reporter they've ever had, and he got away with it because of the hatred for Trump. Now, I wasn't a Trump fan, but there is a respect for the office, and there was never respect for that office when Trump was president. And
well, you just see the entire difference. They fawned over Obama. They were downright hostile to Trump. And now they're just completely deferential to Biden.
And it at some point there has to be a recognition. Even all right, let's say he doesn't have serious cognitive issues or cognitive issues. When you get to be almost 80, there is a drop off. You're not as sharp as you were in your 40s, 50s, 60s when you're almost 80. And there's
no
recognition of that. I mean, there was a video of him last year or last week when it was just the dumb stare that he could not come up with words. He just stood there for like 20 to 25 seconds without saying anything, trying to figure out what to say. That's not what you don't want that in a leader when decisions have to be made. If we ever get into a real battle with another country, you got to make a quick decision, except again, he's not going to be the one making the decisions. He's going to be the one told, here's what you're going to do, Joe. And then he has to do it. And that's not what you want in a president. Certainly, I would not be a fan of Kamala Harris as president, but I don't think she would be allowing herself to be puppeteered.
Yeah, I have to wonder if she's one of those behind the scenes that's involved with this. I think that the former President Obama is involved with it as well. I don't know whoever else is involved. There's got to be like there's a handful of folks that are really making decisions here, and it's not the guy who supposedly got 80 million votes in the election.
See, I question if it is her, because I don't recall the incident, what it was, but within the last few months, something was done, and she didn't know anything about it. So I don't think it's her at all. I don't think there are people in that are. Do you remember what it was?
When we bombed, was it? Yeah, it was. Which country did we bomb? In the Middle East, and she didn't know about it.
Okay, that's why I think there are people that fear her taking over. So, but I don't understand how they think they could stay entrenched once she takes
over. I think you're right. I think that if she took over, she would kind of put her own stamp on things. And so the puppet regime ends, and because of that, the puppeteers wouldn't be in power anymore. So that's why they do things like, oh, she's in charge of the border. And she's like, no, I'm not.
She doesn't want to be, or so she'd be there.
Yeah. No, she goes to New Hampshire instead.
Unless the person ultimately in charge is Obama or Hillary Clinton. But she won't stand
it's
up not, to
I
them.
Don't think it's, I don't think it's Hillary. I think Obama is. I think it's Obama. I think Obama has, well, he's more sway here than. And it's not necessarily him, you know, sitting there in a room like 24 where he's calling the shots. I think he's got. It's his former staffers that are basically.
Yes, you know, you're right. They're
setting out the agenda for his third term.
Which is what that's what Biden did. He hired people that Obama had. You know what? Before we go too deep into the deep, dark theories here, let's just say I love the Pelosi photo thing because it's so typical of her. And let's take we're going to take a quick break, Jeff. Thank you so much, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.